Hey, welcome to Here's the Pitch. I'm your host, Mike Techno. Thank you so much for joining me on this new podcast where I discuss movies, some new, some old, talk about what I like about them, what I don't like about them, and then provide either an alternative pitch of the movie or pitch a sequel. Today we are going to be talking about Detective Pikachu, which came out May 10th, 2019, starring Ryan Reynolds, Justice Smith, Suki Waterhouse, Catherine Newton, great people, directed and written partially by Rob Letterman. So this film was a Warner Brothers production with Lionsgate. It was a pretty solid film. I enjoyed it. I thought that the comedy was funny. All of Ryan Reynolds' lines were really funny, I think, because there was partially meta jokes in there about him being a Pokemon. Also, just so you're all aware, I will be spoiling things because I'm going to do an in-depth review of the film. So I am going to be reviewing some things. So honestly, I kind of just want to talk about the ending because that was where I had the most issues. I really don't know how I feel about this ending. I thought that in terms of the story and where it was going and the meaningfulness of this search for his dad, for Tim's search for his dad, I thought that was okay, but I was thinking about it and there wasn't really a lot of possibilities for a sequel. And then I started thinking about it a little bit more and I found the perfect idea for a sequel. More on that later. But let's just go down scene by scene. I got a synopsis pulled up here and then we will get started. So the opening scene, you see Tim Goodman, who is an insurance salesman with Deadpool's favorite taxi driver, played by Karen Sony, whose name is Jack, but he doesn't really come up, so it doesn't exactly matter. They go to try and catch a Pokemon. It was kind of an elaborate trick that Jack set up for Tim, because Tim is 21 years old, and he doesn't have a Pokemon. That is kind of where the story is going for the first act of him trying to find a Pokemon, and then also trying to deal with his dad's disappearance. But this opening scene was, I think, a perfect way to start this film and bring us into the universe. Instead of throwing us into the middle of Rhyme City or another heavily populated Pokemon area, just throwing us into an open field with a crying Cubone, I think it was the perfect way to open up this film. Stylistically, I thought it was really, really smart because it does totally set up the rest of the cinematic tone of this film. Honestly, the different Pokemon jokes in here, the meta, like extremely meta Pokemon jokes that were included in this film were great. I thought they were awesome. Coming from someone who has on and off again played the Pokemon series and roughly know some things about specific Pokemon, it was really good for someone who's kind of as casual as me can jump in, understand these meta Pokemon jokes, because they're really surface level jokes, but they were told in a very good way. The writing in this film all across the board was really, really solid. I really did like it. And then after that scene, he obviously does not get the Pokemon. It actually attacks him, and then he walks away from the scene injured. And then that's when that's when Tim is notified of Harry's death, at this point in the movie, death. And he got into a car crash while investigating a big case. So then Tim travels to Rhyme City. The opening shot of Rhyme City was so beautiful. It was both dark and gritty, but also like full of life, both Pokemon and human. And it really was a cool bridge between only seeing one Pokemon, one or two Pokemon, and then going right into this city where it is equal human Pokemon people in this, which was really, really awesome. Obviously, Rhyme City outlaws Pokemon fighting, and they just want humans and Pokemon to bond. And then, so Tim goes to get all of Harry's stuff, and then as he is going to his father's apartment, he meets Lucy Stevens, a fluff columnist who is a somewhat of a reporter who is suspicious of Harry's death, but she is really just an intern. and she has a Psyduck, which is interesting considering how the that Pokemon can explode if it gets too stressed out, which we will see more of later. And he's looking around the apartment. He's seeing some of his old memories, which, you know, bring back some flashbacks that don't really matter, but, you know, helped in terms of storytelling. And then he sees Pikachu, and it can speak. He's the only one that can understand it. And there you go. Now we're right into the middle of it. Here we go. Here's the conflict. It's awesome. Ryan Reynolds is really perfect in this. When I first heard and saw the trailer, I really didn't know what to think. I thought, this isn't going to work. How on earth would this work? It doesn't even make any sense. Why would Ryan Reynolds play Pikachu? Shouldn't be someone who talks like this, like a high-pitched voice, or, you know, the person who voiced Pikachu in the animated film where, you know, Pikachu talked. Like, what on earth was Ryan Reynolds doing? But I will say that Ryan Reynolds was the absolute best choice for this film. I really, really do not think it could have gone any better. And then they have this big action scene where it's a bunch of Aipom, which are these monkey-type Pokemons that were under the influence of a purple gas, something that was one of Harry's clues for the case he was investigating. And this is an action-packed chase scene. I really thought that the action was going to be so hard to manufacture, and it was going to be so weird. It wasn't going to happen naturally. It was going to look kind of weird because of all of these CGI creatures. But really, this opening action sequence was a really, really good opener. I really didn't feel like there was too much CGI. I didn't think that it didn't look right. I felt like it looked really solid, and it wasn't some weird, quick action sequence that no one really cared for, and it just didn't make any sense. I thought it was integral to the story because, you know, obviously it revealed some stuff. Pretty much everything in this movie was very well calculated in terms of scenes. Everything comes back around, everything ties in, and I really, really do think that it was a really solid film. Then they go to the cafe. Pikachu has a caffeine addiction, you know, they joke around about that. He's a detective. They learn that, you know, Pikachu was Harry's police partner, and that they were investigating the case together when Harry disappeared, and the only clue that they have at the start of this film was the Deerstalker hat with Harry's name in it that Pikachu was wearing. After learning this and, you know, knowing Lucy's fascination with this Pokemon and with Harry, they go find her, and then they discover that he was once at Rhyme Wharf and set out to find clues, which is like the docks. They're basically just some docks. Then you get that infamous Mr. Mime scene that we have seen so much of in the trailers, which really was awesome. They didn't show everything in the trailer, but they showed almost everything. So if you really didn't like that scene, then you're really not going to like the humor in this film. Because that was exactly what you're going to get in terms of the comedy. So then they go to an illegal underground fighting arena owned by Sebastian, whose Charizard previously lost to Harry's police partner, Pikachu. But of course, Pikachu can't remember his moves when they demand a rematch. and Sebastian gives Charizard this same mysterious gas, it's labeled R, that Tim found in Harry's apartment. The way that the clues and the plot points that were props that came up in the film, it wasn't all revealed at once. It was a very, very slow reveal, which I thought was the best way to kind of show what's going on. For this film, you really can label it as a mystery film. It does definitely have that kind of cadence of a whodunit. So, in terms of a mystery, it was, again, pretty solid. Some plot holes here and there, but all in all, it was pretty much fine. It was pretty much fine. It was fine for a kids' movie that adults can also kind of watch. You know, like a lot of what people try to do, this did it successfully in the industry. And so then Tim tries to save Pikachu, but then Sebastian releases all of this poisonous gas, and then the entire stadium is affected. All these Pokemon going crazy. This was another beautifully done action scene. A mix of both CGI and practical effects really, really did benefit this film. I couldn't have seen it going any other way. If it was an all CGI fight, it would not have looked as good as it looked. But it was awesome. And then they find that Tim got this gas from the doctor. Tim also gets arrested after the fact because this whole underground fighting ring is flooded with water. And Tim and Pikachu both float directly to the police department. Tim argues with the lieutenant that Harry may still be alive, but then the lieutenant shows the video of Harry's crash, and it looks almost impossible that Harry could have survived. So then Tim and Pikachu, sad because they think, oh, you know what? There's no chance. This is never, ever going to happen. Then they are met by Ms. Norman, who takes them to see Rhyme City's benefactor, Howard Clifford, who once tried to cure his ailing condition and then created this humanitarian city instead. He shows him more revealing footage of what happened to Harry, where he survives the attack, but then was taken by Mewtwo, leaving Pikachu with amnesia. This was kind of where you get into a little bit of where some of the holes in the film came up. They did the best job explaining it that they could for the amount of time they had and the route that they took story-wise. So it really wasn't too much of an issue, but there's going a lot of back and forth with this kind of footage, and it, you know, really doesn't make too much sense. Then Howard says that they have to watch out for his son, Roger, who he claims is in control of the company and the city. Basically, Howard Clifford says, you have to finish your father's case. I need my son to stop doing these awful things with these Pokemon. He's mutating them, whatever. You know, he's mutating them, making them just killing machines, and, you know, trying to do all this evil stuff. You know, classic father-son relationship. So then, with all of this new information, Tim and Pikachu, they recruit Lucy and her Psyduck. They break into this big lab facility that Harry was investigating and learn that Dr. Anne Laurent, played by Rita Ora, which, you know, who made that choice? Did she, like, win the lottery and someone was like, oh, you know what? You know, Rita Ora can play a doctor. This makes sense. It was just kind of jarring when you see her. It's just interesting. And that was the doctor that they got this gas from. They were experimenting on a Mewtwo who had been recaptured after escaping 20 years earlier and apparently hired Harry to aid them. This is also another, you know, area where you get some holes. These are the more glaring ones, because this story gets written and rewritten a lot of times, specifically at this period of time with the lab and the accident. That whole time frame gets written and rewritten too many times. So many times that if you were to rewind and then playback, rewind, playback, right over a cassette tape, it would break. It would just burn right through. That's kind of how much they went back and forth on this. Really, it was just like 4 hours in terms of the universe. But it just, man, they kept going back and forth, back and forth. It didn't really hurt it. But looking back, in retrospect, it didn't help it in any shape, any way, shape, or form. So then Roger notices they, you know, are there. He lets loose several Greninja, but then the Psyduck fights him off. Great action sequence. It's split into two parts because at this point, Tim and Pikachu are in one part of the facility, and Lucy and Psyduck are in the other. It's split up in this really, really great way. Some fight scenes where there's two split groups, sometimes you feel like the cuts don't make sense. This was not one of those fight scenes. Then they come back together. They escape through a field of colossal Torterra, and Pikachu gets gravely injured while running away. Tim manages to communicate to a Bulbasaur, and then takes Pikachu to a clearing in the forest where they're greeted by Mewtwo, who heals Pikachu. This is where you get that beautiful scene of the group of Bulbasaur leading Tim. Beautiful scene. The score here was amazing. It fit the scene perfectly. I really did like this part. It was a great slowdown. Just kind of watch, visually appreciate the work that went into this film. Mewtwo tries to tell Pikachu and Tim the truth, but of course Roger captures him, thinking that he betrayed Harry to a vengeful Mewtwo. Pikachu leaves Tim because he thinks it's his fault. This is also where you get a lot of really good acting from Ryan Reynolds and Justice Smith, but specifically Ryan Reynolds when he's on his own as Pikachu walking away. You get him singing the Pokemon theme song, and it's just so funny and heartwarming, and just, you know, it was a great scene. And then they all return to Rhyme City because they got to warn Howard. Pikachu goes to the crash site, and then he finds out that Mewtwo did not attack. It was the Greninjas that Roger sent on Lucy, Psyduck, Tim, and Pikachu. Tim goes to Howard, but learns too late because he intends to transfer his consciousness into Mewtwo and use R so that Pokemon can become docile enough for him to fuse them with their owners, allowing all humans to evolve within their Pokemon. That's why you see in the trailer the big balloon of Pikachu in Rhyme City. That's what his big plan is, to take all these balloons filled with this poisonous gas and let it loose on all these people and their Pokemon, and then he merges them together once Howard is inside of Mewtwo. This is where you get it's just weird because you see Howard as a human being, and then you see his voice come out of Mewtwo, and it's just kind of weird. This scene was really, really cool because the music was also amazing for it. In the trailer, you see I Need a Hero, which, you know, you do get a little bit of in the film, which was awesome. I loved that. And then Roger was never actually Roger. It was just Howard's ditto. You see a little bit of it when Tim goes to find Lucy for the first time. You see a little bit of it. It was just ditto shape-shifting, and the real Roger was tied up and hidden in Howard's office closet. Tim kills actually kills a Ditto, which I thought was fun, because who would have thought that was going to happen? And then it's another one of those split action sequences done extremely well. Tim is dealing with Ditto, and then Pikachu is trying to deal with Mewtwo, long enough for Tim to then unplug the device where Mewtwo and Howard became one. Well, it was just Howard's consciousness, but for everyone else, they were merged as people. Once Mewtwo is free and Howard is arrested, Mewtwo restores everyone back to normal, and then Howard gets arrested by the police, leaving Roger to become the head honcho at Clifford Industries. And then also Lucy gets hired as a full-time reporter because she was the only one who caught on this early. And then Mewtwo talks about how Harry was in fact fused with his Pokemon in order to heal him and keep him safe. The fuse had to erase Harry's memory while keeping his consciousness within Pikachu. And then afterwards, Mewtwo unfuses them with Tim helping. And then a fully revived Harry offers Tim the chance to return home. But then Tim wants to stay to become a detective and spend time with him and Pikachu. So that ending of how Harry was really Pikachu the whole time was kind of where I had some of my issues. It just made me feel really weird because, like, I loved Ryan Reynolds' Pikachu. I thought that it was such a interesting idea. I thought that it shouldn't work, but it does. I would have loved to see another Detective Pikachu where Ryan Reynolds was Pikachu again. But of course, that's not what should happen or will happen, because in terms of storytelling, that's just terrible. Why would you do that to your character, do it again, and then jeopardize the story and integrity of the project if you're just going to reuse another idea? It's going to be unfortunate. I think that it's going to be a jarring jump for people to have to deal with this, but I think that it'll pay off in terms of story and quality of the sequel. It was announced, and now, I guess, honestly, after my review, I'll give it a little bit of a rating. In terms of the score and music used, 4 out of 5. Cinematography would be a 5 out of 5, because what they were able to do with the CGI characters and the physical effects, it was really, really beautiful. Some of the camera angles were so cool. It really did look amazing. And then in terms of the writing, I would say a 3.5 out of 5. There were some plot holes, but it's stuff that couldn't be helped just because of the time that they were given. I mean, they based this off of a full-length video game and were able to push out an hour 45-minute movie that really was solid. Overall, I would give it a 4.5 out of 5. I enjoyed every second of this in the theater. It was like I was a little kid again. I loved it, and honestly, I wouldn't take back seeing this movie. It was really, really good. I liked it. There were some great laughs. There was some great acting. I feel like the complete feel-good ending was, a little bit expected. I would have liked maybe a little bit something different to happen. Oh, and Lucy and Tim kind of get together, but then also kind of not. So who really knows? No one really cares, though, because that's not what this movie's about. It's about Pokemon, man. I mean, come on. Now I'm going to get into my pitch. So I'm going to pitch the sequel, which is the direct continuation of Detective Pikachu. Okay, so you see how in the end of the film, it talks about how Tim wants to become a detective. I think the opening shot of Detective Pikachu 2 is Tim and Harry in the elevator at the police station. Tim is so excited to start his new job as a detective. He still does not have a Pokemon yet. He's so excited, and when he goes to the lieutenant, he gets assigned traffic duty. He gets assigned to parking violations. And then he obviously gets, you know, super annoyed. So you kind of see through this scene of him walking alone in his, you know, uniform, going with, some ticket violations. He looks obviously annoyed. And then he's giving a ticket to this guy who parked, next to a fire hydrant. The guy starts yelling at him, and then he notices across the, street, across the busy city street, he notices a Mr. Mime just by himself. So then he, excuses himself from the, guy that was arguing with him, and he goes over, he starts running after this Mr. Mime. Mr. Mime is running and running and running. Finally, Tim, in this awesome slow motion shot, throws the Pokeball at Mr. Mime, and he almost catches it, Then it comes out, Tim is blown back, he gets up, Mr. Mime is on an invisible motorcycle, and drives right into Tim, knocks him over, and then that is when Harry comes over with the police car, and goes, hey, son, how was your first day of work? Want to go grab some coffee? And then you get this nice, heartwarming scene of Tim and Harry talking in the coffee shop they were in the first movie. And Tim is talking about how he wants to do all these great things. He wants to really put away bad guys like his dad. And then his dad's like, well, you need to find a Pokemon, buddy. Like, I know we've been trying really hard, but, you know, for some reason, you can't find one. And he goes, yeah, I know. And, you know, he gets really sad about it because he obviously wants to do good at his job. And then Harry reveals to him that the lieutenant says that he can get put on full detective duty as long as he finds a Pokemon. So then they go out, try and catch a Pokemon similar to the first scene, except a little different, because instead of it being the entire scene, it's a montage of Tim trying to catch one, getting injured, blown back, whatever, while Harry and Pikachu are just kind of watching, wincing, you know, really not enjoying what's going on. I think that'll be kind of a good place for comic relief. You can kind of get some good bits with Ryan Reynolds and Justice Smith kind of bantering with one another. You can get some really cool comedy with Pikachu of him trying to, like, mime to Tim how to catch a Pokemon, which I think could be really funny and cute. So then it becomes nighttime. They are at their last catch of the day. Harry goes, all right, Tim, we're just going to try one more, and if you don't get it, we got to go home, because it's late, and you got work tomorrow, whatever, who cares. So then they go, they're deep into the forest at this point, because they've been trying to catch so many different Pokemon, they just keep going further and further into the forest. So then, they get into the forest, he comes up upon a really, you know, easy Pokemon. Let's, you know what, let's go with a Pidgey, you know, just leave it there, because honestly, who cares? At this point, you know, you see so many of these Pokemon that he's trying to catch, just do a bird-type Pokemon, because then you can also get, like, the bird, you know, flapping in his face, it'll be great. They notice two mysterious people with very recognizable haircuts trying to kidnap a bunch of Pokemon in the forest, kidnap a group of Pokemon in the forest. So they notice this, they start looking into it, and they, you know, start looking, they're trying to figure out what's going on, and then they get knocked unconscious, they get knocked in the back of the head. Later on, it'll reveal that it was obviously Meowth. They go talk to their, police lieutenant. They tell him the story of what happened. They wake up in the forest. They have everything on them, which they think is weird. And then, so the police lieutenant goes, All right. I think I know a team that might be able to help. So then he calls down the team. It is Ash, Misty, and Brock. So they are all on a specific special ops team for their police department. I forget what region they're in. For their region. And they're adults now. They're full-grown adults. They are on a special ops team to try and capture Team Rocket. So they noticed that Team Rocket was kind of out of their region for a very, very long time. So then they're like, oh, man, they must have come to Rhyme City now. So now it is Tim, Harry, Harry's Pikachu, Ash, and Ash's Pikachu. I'm thinking we could have, like, a, you know, a little Pikachu romance or just Pikachu banter, something kind of funny like that. Misty and her Pokemon, and then Brock and his Pokemon. So then we have this big team trying to go after Team Rocket, which I think is kind of interesting. Then it also opens up the world to a lot more possibilities for storytelling in this Pokemon universe. It was disclosed that Lionsgate, Warner Brothers, and the creators of the film wanted to make sure that they released Detective Pikachu 2 before they would release another live-action Pokemon film. So, you know, you're basically pigeonholed into how are we going to bridge the gap between this one story set in this one place and then into an entire universe of Pokemon and Pokemon stories. And I think this is the perfect way to do it. You team these guys up, and of course you get some of those classic fight scenes. You get some of the classic Team Rocket banter. I think, like, after they all team up and meet each other, then you should immediately get a shot of Team Rocket arguing with each other, and then the Meowth just freaking out, because of course that's what Meowth does. And then you kind of also get the possibility for getting a live-action Ash origin story. I know we've seen it before in the show, but this would kind of be a really awesome way to bring this story to the main screen. So then, you know, Team Rocket are revealed for, you know, trying to catch all these different Pokemon to help them with some weird scheme that's never gonna work. This is kind of just a loose idea. Like, I don't really have the specifics. I just have the lead up and kind of how to bridge the gap between the previous story in Detective Pikachu 1 and then what would happen here. So then you get some of those really cool fight scenes, really great cinematography, really great humor, because now you're also bringing in the villain's point of view. And also, it's such a goofy villain. Like, why not? Lucy comes along for no reason because Lucy wants to investigate Team Rocket. She can have some intel that she has picked up from being a full-time reporter. Then we finally get Lucy and Tim to actually go out and date, get some really kind of cute, funny scenes with that, or they can be weird, of course, you know, whatever. Which I think would be a really, really interesting way to tie in this story, and then also leaving room for this entire new Pokemon universe. I really think that's kind of the way to go. Then Tim at the end, as they're freeing all these Pokemon from Team Rocket's ship, he finally finds the perfect Pokemon. It can be anything. Honestly, what I wanted was at the end of Detective Pikachu 1 for Tim to have Mewtwo as his Pokemon. Or a Mew, like something like that, because that would have been kind of interesting. I thought that would kind of be cool. But obviously it didn't happen, and really it was completely unexpected. Just as unexpected as this sequel pitch. but yeah, as they're releasing all these Pokemon, Tim finally finds the perfect one. And instead of him catching it, it just crawls right up on his shoulder. And then they walk out. Team Rocket gets arrested. They're like, this is not the last time you're going to see us. And then Harry becomes a full-time detective. And then that also allows for another sequel, which, you know, may or may not happen. It would allow for them to start out with a case that is just Tim's, that Tim on his own can be, you know, the head of, and it's, there's the third movie. Here's the start of it. Here's the clue. Here's how we do it. Similarly to how at the end of Batman 1, they leave behind Joker's calling card. Something like that, kind of an easy way to bridge the gap and push out a third film, or the possibility of a third film, while also making it a satisfying ending, because he's starting a new, you know, he's on his own, he is a full-time detective now, you know, that kind of thing. I think that this would, it would be a longer film, definitely, but I think it's a really interesting idea. It's something that would obviously need to be fleshed out a little bit more, but all in all, I think it would be a really solid film. That's a film I would want to see. I, you know, want to make movies for my life, you know, and, one of the biggest things when I'm thinking of ideas, or I'm writing scripts, or, you know, I'm shooting stuff, and I'm like, is, I always look at, do I want to see this movie? Is this a movie that I would see? Would I spend my money on this? Would I own it on Blu-ray? That kind of stuff. Like, would I enjoy this movie? Would I go out and see this movie? I have a wide range of movies that I've seen. There are some documentaries that are just amazing. I also love stupid stoner comedies, because they're just, you know, it's dumb, funny stuff. It doesn't have to be good. It's just there. You know, I have a wide range of stuff that I enjoy. Dramas I enjoy, horrors I enjoy, I enjoy everything. But it's just a matter of interest. And to me, this is an idea that I'm extremely interested in. To be able to see Pokemon characters that we have known and loved for, you know, if you're like me, your entire childhood. And then, you know, characters and creatures you've loved for your entire childhood. And then bridging the gap with these new characters that, you know, are just newly introduced to casual Pokemon fans. Because Detective Pikachu was not the biggest game. It was not the biggest game when it came out. It's got a little bit more traction because of the movie. But since, you know, the 3DS has kind of been pushed out, it's a game that many people might not get the chance to play. So you need to be able to balance these characters that people love and this universe people love with these new characters, that are already so well established in the first film. This idea of bringing that together, where you have Ash and his, you know, specialized team against Team Rocket, and Harry and his son, trying to find this Pokemon, and then Tim's relationship with Lucy. It's this whole big, you know, crescendo of all of these different universes, ideas, characters, and, you know, motivations. I think that would be the perfect way to go. The biggest thing that people say about writing movies and coming up with ideas is that the second act, because it is the biggest act, usually is the most grueling to write. You know the beginning, you know the ending. How do we get that middle? That is kind of what this idea is. How do we get through this middle of, you know, this specialized team finding Team Rocket? What are they trying to do with all these Pokemon? Why do they need to do it? How do you incorporate these villains in as full-time characters with also these heroes that you're supposed to love and root for? How do you make this funny? How do you make this enjoyable for kids and adults? That's really where the middle breaks down, and that's what the middle's for. It's for all these ideas to come together. And it's, you know, it's tough. with this idea, there is so many different, you know, options. It literally could just be, oh, we're trying to capture all these flying type Pokemon so we can try and, you know, conquer space travel. Something dumb. It doesn't have to work because these are characters, these are villains who are buffoons. They're not smart. They're never good at what they do. They're there for comedy. And I think, like, the ideas are endless for what they could get. They could be getting a bunch of rock-type Pokemon because they want to... Oh, God, that's terrible. If they're trying to break down buildings and they need strong rock-type fighting characters to, like, destroy the city. That could be it. They're trying to capture all of these strong fighting-type, rock-type Pokemon to destroy Rhyme City, because they're people who believe that Pokemon should be forever enslaved and not equal with human beings, which I think also would be a very interesting story to touch upon. You get a lot of important themes for 2019, 2020, whenever it releases. I think, honestly, yeah, that's the middle. It starts out, Tim's trying to find a Pokemon. Doesn't find a Pokemon. They have to team up with Ash and his gang. Team Rocket are trying to destroy Rhyme City with fighting-type Pokemon by letting them loose. And, yeah. And then they're trying to, you know, destroy the city. Tim and his whole group, they're trying to stop this. You get some wacky antics in there, you get some good banter, you get some really cool action scenes, and then it ends with they're captured, Tim finds his Pokemon, and again, everyone lives happily ever after. Then Tim gets assigned his first real case, and there you go. You get that last little bit of content for a possible sequel. That's the perfect sequel to Detective Pikachu, in my opinion. Obviously, you know, this may happen, it may not happen. It's not up to me, because obviously I'm not working on that film. But in my opinion, that's where I would take the story. If I was given creative control over the script for Detective Pikachu 2, this is where I would take the story. I think it's a really, really good way to continue the stories and characters that were set in Detective Pikachu. I really think that that would be a really fun idea. I would love to see that movie. That would be a movie I would pay more than a regular ticket price to see. I would see it in IMAX. Twice I would see that movie. And I'm not just saying that because I came up with the idea, but I'm definitely just saying that because I came up with the idea. But I really do think that would be an interesting film. From someone who is a fan of the series, I wouldn't want to give it a story that I didn't believe in and that I didn't think other people would like. You know, when I came up with the idea for this podcast, it was the Monday morning after seeing Detective Pikachu and trying to talk about with my friends how to make a sequel. How could there be a sequel? And then I just came up with this, and I'm like, this is an amazing idea. This is what this... I'm going to make a podcast. I'm going to talk all about this, you know. But yeah, I really do think that this is a great story. I love the idea of getting those classic Pokemon characters and then getting these new ones that we've been introduced to from a cinematic perspective. They're going to try and do a cinematic universe, which I think is great. I think it's perfect for Pikachu. I think it works. It makes sense. It's just a matter of how do they treat it. How do they take this entire universe that's been established in games, cards, books, and TV shows, how do they adapt it to the big screen? And I think that this idea is the way to do it. You're really bridging a large gap for casual fans and then also those hardcore fans. You're getting characters that they want to see live action. They want to see these relationships with these characters in live action, and then this is the way to do it instead of just giving them their own film later on. Bridge that gap, because you this is all set in one universe. Pokemon is set in all one universe. It's different regions, but it's all one universe. That's the way to bridge this gap. I think it would be interesting. I think it would be really fun. Thank you so much for listening. I do not know when the second episode will come up. Maybe 2 weeks. I have to pick a film. If you guys have any ideas for any films you want me to review and then try and either pitch an alternative version of or pitch a sequel to it, please comment, tweet me, leave reviews on Apple Podcasts. I get those. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And make sure that you subscribe to this podcast so you never miss another episode. I really appreciate it. Also, share it with all your friends. I put a lot of thought into this idea and a lot of thought into this podcast. I really want it to go well. This is something that I'm really passionate in. And talking about movies is one of my favorite things to do. Thanks for listening. This has been Here's the Pitch.